Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The election is far from over. There's a lot of allegations of voter fraud, lots of allegations of irregularities, and lots of litigation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, you know, we have experience from 20 years ago, Holly, in 2000, where it appeared that Al Gore won the presidency, and some people were even referring to him as the de facto winner. But Florida was the key. Now, you have to understand, back in 2000, 20 years ago, now we were involved in litigation for 5 solid weeks, 7 days a week, nonstop, through the weekends, late at night, early in the morning, and it went on and on and on. And that case ultimately was at the Florida Supreme Court. There were state and federal lawsuits, and then it was eventually decided at the U.S. Supreme Court on December the 12th, 2000. Mm-hmm. And compare that particular situation. Lots of extensive litigation. We were involved in, like I say, 5 weeks of nonstop litigation. It was like the Wild West in terms of litigation back then.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
It was exhausting.
But, you know, also, you know, I think of a similarity between back then and today is the media. And the media is taking upon itself, as it did back then, to be a mouthpiece, to declare a presidency, to declare an election. And that is constitutionally incorrect.
It's incorrect. And they're worse now, 20 years later, than they were in 2000 by far. And what you have now is a number of so-called mainstream media. It's not even really a good term because they're not mainstream. They're extreme media.
They're political advocates, what they are.
Yeah, they're political advocates. They were before the election. They remain so after the election. They falsely call various states for one particular candidate of their choice and not for the other one that they don't want to win. They then declare that Joe Biden is the president-elect. Joe Biden then acts like he is president-elect, which is frankly very dangerous and damaging to the entire system. There are a number of world leaders that have said we're refraining from congratulating because we see that the election process is not over and it's in litigation. So this was 2000, 20 years ago, 5 weeks nonstop litigation, state and federal court. Florida Supreme Court was involved because Florida was the issue. It was the swing state.
I remember that with the hanging chads.
And then finally the U.S. Supreme Court on December the 12th issued a ruling. But there was only a handful of counties out of the 67 counties in Florida that were at issue. There was the counties down in South Florida, the Brevard County, Palm Beach area. There was Martin County. There was Seminole County. There was 5 counties or less. And we had 5 weeks of nonstop litigation, state and federal court, Florida Supreme Court decision, and finally a U.S. Supreme Court decision.
And it was revealed there was fraud back then in those counties.
Well, what we now have compared to this of 2020 is massive because we don't have one state and we don't have just a couple of counties in that state. We have a number of states. We have Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin.
Nevada,
we have Nevada,
Arizona
and Georgia. Those particular states, and within those states, there's lots of variety of allegations of voter fraud. Pennsylvania, you've got a Democratic governor and AG, attorney general, but the House and Senate of the state is Republican. But if you take a look at some of the big areas like Philadelphia, Philadelphia has had a long history of voter fraud. In fact, 6 months ago, one of their judges of elections pled guilty to voter fraud for the 2014, 2015, and 2016 elections during the primary, where this person was fraudulently providing votes and certifying the wrong numbers.
And that Secretary of State also has come out and vocally talked about President Trump in a very negative way. So she's very obvious where
now,
she goes.
Obviously, leans. You know, there's a lot of allegations and you have to sort through what's accurate and what's not. But the allegations are pervasive. And our job at Liberty Counsel is working through some of these allegations. We are monitoring, we're investigating, and we're providing legal research.
Right. We have one of our team members is right there on the spot.
And he's been like, here's what we know about our team member from our one of our attorneys. What we know is in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, there is a court order that says that the Trump campaign, the Republican Party committee, the campaign of Pennsylvania, in other words, a representative of the party or the presidential campaign, has a right to be able to be inside within 6 feet of where the votes are counted.
Well, don't you legally have to have one of each party overseeing the votes?
You would have to have one of each, but you'd have to have one of each at each person's table. So if you can kind of visualize what this looks like in Philadelphia, there is a large conference facility. And that's where these tables lined up quite a long length. And behind those tables are people that are processing these ballots and counting them. This is after the November 3rd election, by the way. Now, in order to adequately see whether or not there is a proper signature, proper address, that it's being recorded properly, you need to be within eyesight of being able to see how that person's recording them. So, because of COVID, the court order says you can be up to 6 feet, within up to 6 feet. But in Philadelphia, we know for a fact that, say, for example, our attorney and every other representative from the presidential campaign or the RNC have been denied access to even get within visual look of what's happening, let alone have one at each person who's counting. In fact, we have a photograph that Jonathan took, and it is from a long way away from the table. He opened up a door that leads into that particular large room. He's not able to go into the room. He has been prohibited from going into the room.
Despite a court order.
Despite a court order, despite the fact that he's an authorized observer.
Right. He's got all the credentials.
And his name is on the list, but they say, well, we're not going to let you in.
And this has happened several times to him, hasn't it?
This has happened.
Every day he's been there.
This has happened to him and other people. So the entire process after the election has been like that. Hmm. Now, if that were switched, if it were the Republicans stopping the Democrats from watching the vote count, the media would be up in arms over that.
Absolutely.
And this is very easy to investigate. We have firsthand knowledge of it. Some of that information that Jonathan has collected in Pennsylvania is now part of a federal lawsuit that was filed in Pennsylvania on behalf of the campaign. Now, we also know that some of the voter records in Pennsylvania contain votes from dead people.
Right.
Now, how does a dead person vote? That is voter fraud. We also know, for example, in Texas, even though that's not a contested state, but what was happening in Texas, you can extrapolate was likely happening in other places as well. One of the social workers has now been charged with 134 felonies. This social worker worked with disabled people, and she obtained, without their consent and knowledge, their registration. She registered them to vote, and she voted for them.
Unbelievable.
And some of these people are mentally incompetent. The law requires that there's a guardian that is acting on their behalf, and this social worker who's supposed to be caring for these people ultimately committed criminal acts by registering these people to vote and voting for them without their knowledge or consent.
That's criminal.
That is criminal. And there's other criminal charges that have been filed in other places around the country as well. So this election is far from over. The bottom line is this. The media, as you said, Holly, does not declare the president-elect. Despite what you're hearing, turn off the media.
Mm-hmm.
This is a process. the electors have to actually certify the election. We're away from that. We're not even at that point in time. There's litigation ongoing in state and federal courts. This case will ultimately likely be decided at the U.S. Supreme Court, just like it was in 2000. And there's serious issues of fraud. Some you have to investigate and discount, but others are real serious and they really did happen. We're involved. We're keeping our eyes on the ground. We're on the ground and working on this on a regular basis. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.